As a business leader, every day brings countless decisions. Some big, some small, some easy, and some you need to sleep on. Work with a banker who gets you, gets your business, and can help you make the right decisions to meet your goals. So you're not just navigating between choices, you're planning your success. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least. The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Welcome to another episode of the Financially Fit Podcast. I am your host, Andre Creighton. I'm excited for another episode of helping you all on your journey to becoming financially fit. For those that are new, welcome to the podcast. I hope that you find something fruitful out of our conversation today as we will delve into the topic around home buying, right? It is the peak home buying season. What we see every single year, typically, is an uptick in purchasing of homes come spring. A lot of people waited out the entire winter and they're prepping their home and they're setting their plans and getting ready to put their house on the market for the spring. So I have an exciting topic here for you all and some things that you should maybe think about as you're selling your home to hopefully help you maximize the gain and return on your home, right? So today, what we're going to talk about is, how do we avoid capital gain tax on our home sale? And really what we're going to do is we're going to delve into section 121, that exclusion. And what that is, that's capital gain exclusion. And we'll talk a little bit more about the different intricacies of that exclusion. But first, I think it's important for us to understand, you know, what are capital gains? You know, there may be some people out here that are listening to this show and I'm speaking a foreign language to them. So, you know, let's first delve into what are capital gains? So, you know, when you sell certain assets, particularly capital assets, such as stock, real estate, you typically will have a capital gain on that sell if it appreciated over what you paid for it, right? So basically, whenever you purchase something, you have basis in that asset. If you sell for a price higher than that basis, you typically will have a gain, right? Now, we'll talk a little bit about some other things that may go into reducing that that gain and potentially increasing your basis when it comes to home sales. But I think it's first very important to make sure that we understand what capital gains are in general. So typically from a tax standpoint, I know we're a few days away from the close of personal tax season, unless you have filed an extension. You know, when you're taxed, there's ordinary gains, right? Ordinary, you're taxed from an ordinary income rate. And then there's also the capital gain tax rate. So if you're a W-2 employee, maybe if you're an entrepreneur and you own your own company, you'll see, and you haven't sold that company, you know, you'll be taxed at that ordinary tax rate, whatever your income level is, right? But, you know, like I said, when you have these capital assets, you are taxed at the capital gain rate. Now, we'll get into short-term versus long-term. That's kind of the next phase. And you know, typically what we see is anything that's any asset that's held for less than a year, that's a short-term asset. So if you were to sell it, you're likely going to be exposed to the short-term gain or short-term tax rate. So typically what we see is the short-term tax rate is a lot higher than the long-term tax rate. So there are some benefits to incentivize individuals to hold on to those assets a little longer, right? So really what we're looking at when we're thinking about selling a home is there's a couple of things that we need to pass in the test, and that's, you know, how long have you had the asset and how did you use that asset? So from a home perspective, you typically have to be in the home for at least 2 of the 5 years before selling that asset, that home. And it needs to be your primary resident for you to get that Section 121 exclusion. So when you're thinking about, you know, putting your house in the market this spring and into the summer and thinking about selling that, you need to think about how long have you been in that home? Have you treated it like a primary resident where you have stayed there at least 2 of the 5 years? Now, it doesn't have to be consecutive, right? You could have lived there for a year and maybe said, you know what, we're going to downgrade and get a rental and we're going to rent out our principal residence. And then maybe in 2 years, we'll come back to it, right? You still would fall within that 5-year time frame as long as you've lived there for 2 years. So, you know, the other thing to mention that's important that a lot of people often forget, you know, when you sell your stock, so like if you're in the stock market and you sell that and you have a loss, you know, you can use those losses to offset your capital gains on the assets that you actually did make money on, right? But you cannot do that with a home sale. You cannot claim a capital loss on the sale of a home. So that's important to keep in mind. Let's delve into a little bit about the capital improvements. So I mentioned earlier in the episode that there are ways to increase your basis. So let's talk about what is basis. So basis is when you go and purchase a home, let's say you purchase it for $300,000. And let's say that your closing costs were $10,000. So you now have a basis of $310,000. Now, over the time of living in that home, you may have had to put in a new roof. You may have had to get a new water heater or a new furnace, or you may have had to do some, maybe put in a new driveway. Any of those things are things that increase your basis. So increase what you have put into the home. And the reason for that is because the theory around it is when you're investing that type of money into those things, whether it's a roof or a furnace, you are likely increasing the value of that home. So that's why you get that increase in basis, which then when you go to sell, you can report that I paid, let's say you paid $30,000 for a new roof. Now your basis is that $300,000 purchase price plus that $10,000 closing cost, which is $310,000, plus the $30,000, which is $340,000 now is your basis. So let's go and say that you go and sell your home for $500,000 now. Now you have a gain of $160,000. Now, obviously, when we talk about, you know, the sales price, it's not just the sales price, right? It's whatever that realized amount is. And when we talk about realized amount, it's what you sell the home for, but then also maybe there you had to pay some closing costs, and the buyer asked you to pay closing costs. That should reduce that sales price as well, which also should lower your gain. So I think the most important things are making sure that whenever you do any type of capital or home improvements, making sure that you keep your receipts, make sure that you have a file cabinet that has these documents and how much you paid for them. Because what I would hate to happen is you put these things in, 7 years ago, and now you're going to sell your home and you have no clue or remembrance of how much you actually paid for those capital improvements. You could be leaving a lot of money on the table. It's important to remember that, you know, if you're doing any painting or like landscape upkeep, things like that, in regards to your yard or something of that sort, those don't actually increase your basis, and they're not considered capital improvements. They're considered maintenance, right? So those are the things that you have to do to live, right? To live in a comfortable home and keep it looking nice. The IRS does not consider those capital improvements. So just important to think about that before you go and repaint your entire home before you sell. It doesn't increase the basis of the home. However, there is some intangible value to that, or should I say tangible value to it, right? Someone might walk into your home when they're looking to purchase and they see how nice and kept your landscaping is. It might have good curb appeal, right? That maybe drives a potential buyer to want to really consider buying your home, right? They might walk in and love the painting that you've done and the color of the walls, right? And that might entice them to get the deal done, you know? So I don't want to undermine, you know, putting money into some of those things, but I think it's important to ensure that we all know that that does not increase your basis. So it's important to understand too, when you're determining your capital gain tax, depending on where you live, you may have some state capital gain tax. So that's important too, to factor in when you're thinking about selling and kind of that timing of that sell. As I said, you know, you need to have lived in the home for at least two of the last 5 years up until the sell. It must be your primary home. So those are the two tests that you need to meet. It can be any type of home, right? So it can be, you know, a townhome. It could be a single family home. It could be a duplex. It could be a tiny home. It could be a trailer home. It could even be a bolt home. If it's your primary residence, you can sell that and get the Section 121 exclusion. So I just want everyone to know that it doesn't matter how big or how small your home is, you can get this exclusion. And the other thing that's cool about this exclusion is there's no limit to this exclusion. So you can use this exclusion as many times as you want throughout your lifetime. Now, obviously, it probably would be a little taxing to move, you know, every 2-3 years. But as long as you're meeting that test, you can use that exclusion as many times as you want. So you might be asking yourself, how much is the exclusion? Well, if you're single selling your home, you can exclude up to $250,000 from your gain. If you are married filing jointly, you can exclude $500,000. So it's double, right? It's looking at two people living in that home. So it's a really, truly a gift in the tax code. And, you know, like I always say on these episodes, if you don't have a CPA, this is why you need to have a CPA, right? You may pay that $1,000 or $2,000 to get your tax work done or to do tax planning, right? But think about how much money your CPA can save you. If you didn't know what the exclusion was, right, and you go to sell your home, you may not know that you can actually exclude $250,000 if you're single or $500,000 if you're married, right? And you meet the test. That is why a tax accountant or CPA is so important. I cannot tell you and emphasize that anymore. It's so important to have one. They just know the laws a lot better than ourselves. And obviously, with the way that technology is, you can probably use AI to figure out some of these things. You can probably still use Google and do your own research. But if you're a person that's impatient, a little bit like myself, I happen to come from that background. So I typically don't need to utilize a CPA for everything. But I still, you know, when I have questions, I'll reach out to them or I'll reconfirm what I have come to research or already know, just to make sure that there hasn't been any changes in the tax law, because what we do know is every single year the tax law does change. So if you're looking to sell your home this spring, make sure that you take advantage of the Section 121 capital gains exclusion and make sure that you meet the test. If you don't meet the test and maybe you've been living there for a year and you're thinking about selling, it might make sense to hang on one more year, right? Because that we're talking about a large exclusion that can save you thousands of dollars on your taxes. So hopefully this was helpful. in your kind of journey to becoming financially fit, but also in your journey if you are thinking about selling your home this spring or summer. As I always say, the power is not how much money you make, the power is in how much money you keep. Thank you all so much for being here with me today. Once again, my name is Andre Creighton, and I look forward to seeing you all again on the next up and coming show. Take care. Bye.
People say we're made up. Tall tales. Myths. Think what you want about us, but we can all be certain of this. Recycling is real, and it works. But what happens to your recycling once it leaves your home? Recycled glass is sorted in St. Paul. Then the clear glass is made into bottles for drinks, pickles, salad dressing, and more in Shakopee. At other facilities, plastic bottles get made into new plastic bottles. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling.
You've heard that there are updated vaccines that can protect you against COVID-19, and maybe you have wondered why your healthcare provider is recommending that you get it. Well, the new vaccine has been updated to protect you against the more recent strands of the virus. The vaccine's protection can decrease over time, so the updated vaccine can increase your protection from the previous shot you got or from a previous case of COVID-19. Not only that, but vaccines protect you against the worst outcomes of COVID-19. Making sure you have the latest vaccine will continue to cut your risk of getting sick, going to the hospital, or even dying if you get COVID-19. It may also lower your risk of having the lingering health problems associated with long COVID. If you're ready to get the vaccine or get the latest vaccine, talk to your trusted healthcare provider. They can explain the benefits of getting your shot.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits, so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
If you live in an older home, it may contain lead-based paint on walls, woodwork, and windows. Even more bad news, lead exposure can be dangerous to young children and impact their brain development. And now, the good news. Hennepin County will fix lead hazards in your home at no cost to you.
We were worried because of the paint in the windows in the bedroom. They were peeling and chipping, and we know that when paint peels and chips and it looks a certain way, that's possibly lead. We were worried for our children more so than anything.
Eligible homes can qualify for up to $15,000 in upgrades. You may even qualify for new energy-efficient windows. Don't worry, Hennepin County has a trusted list of pre-approved contractors. You won't even have to find companies with correct licenses or certifications.
I've just done a test and it's positive. So we know that this is lead-based paint, and we know it's a hazard because it's creating dust every time this window moves and opens. And if you look in here, that's just full of lead paint chips.
You won't have to stay with your cousin while you're getting the lead out. Hennepin County even pays for you and your family to stay in a hotel while the work is underway. The last good news is how easy it is to apply. Just go to hennepin.us/lead control to get started.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
Are you getting older and feeling concerned about staying safely in your own home? Or maybe it's your folks you're worried about. I get it. It's not easy getting older, especially when the house is starting to show its age too. There is help available.
Individuals want to maintain and stay in their own homes for as long as they can. In Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we provide the opportunity, we provide the programs for them to do that.
Rebuilding Together Minnesota has been helping eligible older Minnesotans and those with disabilities stay safe and healthy for more than 20 years.
Our central AC unit was non-functional. We had plugged a portable unit in to the living room. What ended up happening was our electrical outlet melted, and it was getting to be 90 degrees in here. Meyer was told about Rebuilding Together Minnesota by his daughter.
She said, "Well, Daddy, you need to sign up." I said, "Do I qualify?" She said, "Well, you're a disabled veteran, you qualify."
So we provided a new air conditioning unit for the homeowner and also new electrical service, all through this veterans program that we have.
Thanks to Tom and Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we're able to maybe go out and get a hamburger every now and then.
To find out if you qualify, go to rtmn.org. That's RTMN for Rebuilding Together Minnesota. Or if it's easier, call 651-776-4273 and tell your friends. Trust me, this is news they can use.